Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here. You hear that? It's for you, Jay. It could be you. You never know. Could be your letter.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
A subject we've all been waiting for this one. Subject, it's the D for me. All right. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 38-year-old woman that has been married for 14 years, and we have two children together. I realize when you are married, people change over time, and sometimes it's not even worth it to try to work things out. I am at that point with my husband. He's changed into an evil monster. He has always been overprotective, possessive, and extremely jealous, but in the past few years, it's gotten worse. He has always accused me of cheating, so guess what? I finally did it. When I leave the house, he wants me to take the kids with me, so I take them. My dad knows what's up with me and my new boo, so he keeps the kids if I have a date with my new man. At first, I was a nervous wreck, but you already know women are better cheaters, so I eased into the role eventually. My new boo is attentive and compliments me whether I'm looking bummy or if I'm all fixed up. I visited his church and I've met his co-workers, and all of that is fine and good, but it's the D for me. It's the dough, okay? This guy is loaded, and he gives freely to me without me having to hint or ask. I'm smart enough to save all the money for a rainy day and have it in a special account so my husband can't find it. Now that we've been together for almost 6 months, my boo is ready to have me full time. He's been asking me to consider getting a divorce, and I'm seriously considering it since my husband is more like a prison warden than my husband. My boo is 16 years older, and his children are all grown, so he said he'd welcome my two children into his home. So it's about to be the D for me again. It's divorce time. Do you think I've been with my boo long enough to make the big D decision? Please advise. All right, here's my question for you, lady letter writer. Why did you write us? I mean, really, why did you write us? What, do you want Steve and I to give you the okay to pack up and leave your husband? You seem to have it all worked out for yourself already. So you don't need us. Why did you write us? You've got the man with the D. You even got your dad on board helping you out with the kids. So unless there's something keeping you there, what's stopping you from moving on? If you want to leave your so-called evil monster prison warden of a husband, leave. I mean, why do you need us to tell you that? I say go ahead and get your D, girl. Go ahead, get your D. Since it's the D for you, dough and divorce, just always remember the grass isn't greener on the other side, okay? Just remember that, all right? Steve?
Well, you know, let's look at this letter. It's 38-year-old woman, been married 14 years. Two children together, realized that over the years people change, and sometimes it ain't even worth it trying to work out. She's already said this.
Yeah.
I'm at the point with my husband. Now, he's been changed into this evil monster. He's always been overprotective and possessive, all that jealous. And he always accused me of cheating, so guess what? I did it. Two wrongs don't ever make a right, but let's try and see if this can work out. When I leave the house, he wants me to take the kids with me, so I take them. My dad knows what's up with me and my new boo, so he keeps the kids. If I have a date with my new man, at first I was a nervous wreck, but we already know women are better cheaters, so I eased into the role. My new boo is attentive, compliments me whether I'm looking bummy or if I'm fixed up. I visited his church, and I've met his coworkers. All of that is fine and good, but it's the D for me. Mm-hmm. It's the dope. Okay, so the man got money.
Yeah.
Well, now, he's loaded, and he always giving you money. Now I think we getting into what made this letter start up at the beginning, where you think is at that point where ain't no need. It ain't, you said the key word, worth. It's not worth trying to work things out. Well, I guess it ain't worth it no more since you got a man with all this dough. See how this worked? It's amazing how you start telling on yourself. 14 years. Now, all of a sudden, he a monster because you done met this new man. Now, I'm not saying the man ain't a monster, and I ain't saying you ought to stay there. But it sure done got worse since you met this man with this dough. Because your man's the direct opposite. He's attentive. Compliments you. Gives you money without you asking. And you smart enough to save it for a rainy day. How much you done saved? I wonder. I wish I could get that.
What you
number.
Think, Steve?
How much? She probably got about, how long she say they've been dating?
6 months.
6 months.
$5,000.
She got about $3,500.
Okay. Yeah. I know how you save 35.
No, for real. I know how people think. Uh-huh. I know how people think. Because you ain't saving all that money. You got to be buying something. You know, he giving you money. You got to buy a dress or something. Pantyhose, lingerie, something. You got to show up with something. New jar, glitter. You got to get something.
What?
Josh, glitter? Come on,
what?
Glitter high.
New jar of glitter.
This ain't regular glitter. That ain't the glitter down at the craft store.
Right. She's got to buy the good kind that doesn't.
No,
get
you got that
everything.
Glitter coming in a jar called sugar.
Oh, and you know you. Look at you.
Because I done had so much sugar on me back in my past life. I know what it is. You can't hardly get it off either. Be all in your mustache, all in your beard, all in your hair.
Hold on. Hold on, sugar.
I'm watching for about 2 weeks. Gonna get that.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, it's the D for me. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, here we go. Let's recap this strawberry letter today, Steve. Subject, it is the D for me.
38-year-old woman, tired of this marriage. She's been in for 14 years. They got two kids. She done met this older man that's 16 years older than her, makes him 54. I didn't say that earlier, but I'm just giving you the quicker update. And the man has always been jealous, and he's worse now. He's an evil monster. Always been accusing her of cheating. So guess what? She said she went on and did it. And she done got good at it. Her new boo, 54. Also, I'd like to add in that once you cross the age of 40, you can stop referring to each other as boo.
Boo.
Too old to be a boo. No such thing as a cute old ghost. Ain't no such thing as no 40-year-old boos.
That bothered you.
See, you're dating this old man. You 38, he 54. Mm-hmm. All right. So, you visited his church. You've met his coworkers. Mm-hmm. And she said, all that's fine and good, but it's the D for me.
Baby.
It's the dough. This guy's loaded and he gives me without asking. And I'm smart enough to save all the money for a rainy day. Well, you ain't saving all of it, let's be honest. I have a special account so my husband can't find it. Now, we've been together for almost 6 months and my boo is ready to have me full time. He's been asking me to consider getting a divorce, and I'm seriously considering it since my husband is more like a prison warden than my husband. Now, my boo, which I've told you to quit using that word, is 16 years older. His children are all grown, so he said he'd welcome my two children into his home. You need to be listen to this line carefully. Welcome your two children into his home. You got to start hearing stuff like our home. You got to start hearing stuff like our money. You need to start hearing stuff like our account. Or you just finna get bought. Because that's what he's been doing. He's been purchasing you. Now, I'm not saying he's not a nice guy and he don't love you. I ain't saying none of that. And I'm not saying he don't really want you because it sounds like he do. But you got to be careful with men that's got stuff that ain't talking about ours. So now you say he welcomed the two kids. So now it's about to be the D for me again. But it's divorce this time. Do you think I've been with my boo long enough to make the big D decision? Please advise. Well, let's look at all the D's you talking about. This all started when you went out on a date. That was a D. You went out on a date and you started dating somebody that's old enough to be your daddy. That's another D. Uh-huh. But then when you start taking the kids and your ex and your husband told you to take the kids with you, you drug the other D into it. You took them over your daddy's house.
Mm-hmm.
So you took them over your daddy's house. Now your daddy in on the dirty D. That's two more D's.
Ooh.
The dirty D.
Your daddy is in on the dirty D. And the kids don't even know here's another D what you doing. Mm-mm. Now, you are faced with another D, which is a decision. Now, in this decision, you're starting to have another D, which is doubt. Because you're going to ask me and Shirley, have I been with my boo long enough to make the big D decision? Hell, we don't know. We don't know if y'all over there talking or he just buying stuff. Now, you done saved about $3,500.
I said five.
$3,500.
She ain't got no $5,000 in no doggone 6 months, Shirley.
Okay.
And so now all it is coming back because we dealing with another D. Deception.
Ooh.
Okay. I'll be.
Another D.
And now you talking about divorce. You're dating a man, that's a D.
Another
that's
D.
That's old enough to be your daddy, that's a D. And your daddy is in with the dirty D, and he keep the kids. Now, that right there is all brought about because your D. new daddy is got plenty dough. Now you faced with a decision. Is it time for the other D, which is called divorce? Mm-hmm. And your decision is full of doubt because you don't know what to do. That's another D.
That's another D.
This is dumb. You dumb, and I'm going to help you out with all of it. I got news for you. You got to be ready for another D, because he's going to get tired of your... And this going to be the last D, because you're going to get dumped.
Yes.
Now you're going to wind up in the... Mother D, the doghouse. You trying to get back in the crib, but you ain't gonna be able to get back in the crib because of what you done what? What you done done.
Yes.
She can't get back in the door. All right, Steve.
That was good.
Are you done? All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
Good morning, this is Shirley Strawberry. And this holiday season, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from your friends here at the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.